Hello, you are listening to Lead Student Radio with me, your host, Matt, and a very warm welcome to you for listening into A Glimpse of China. Now, this is now our fourth show, and each week we have been looking at a topic related to Chinese culture or society. Now, last week we looked at how Chinese people view the West and looking at whether the stereotypes about Britain and British people are true in the eyes of Chinese people, and also about how Western brands are viewed in China. We generally talked about how Western brands have a very positive image in China, but equally, with more students coming to the West to study, they're developing more critical thinking and are actually thinking twice about them and not taking them for granted so much anymore. So that was last week. Now this week we're going to be moving on to something very, very different. And we're going to actually be talking about Taiwan this week. Now, you might wonder why, on a show called A Glimpse of China, we would have a show on Taiwan. Well, Taiwan's official name is the Republic of China, or ROC, and that's opposed to the People's Republic of China, which refers to the mainland. And also, they've got some quite strong historical ties with the government of Taiwan originating from China. That was when the Nationalist Party fled to China after being defeated in 1949 by the communists. So just a few little facts about Taiwan. It calls itself a country, but equally there's nothing official to say that it is, and China itself considers it a part of the mainland. Taiwan is actually marginalised in quite a lot of ways, actually. So it wants to be a country, but obviously other states aren't quite seeing it in that same way. So, for example, the ASEAN Plus 3 group, which is kind of a group of countries in East Asia, is left out of that, even though its economy is better than some of those countries. So that's what we're going to be talking about this week. And we have two students here with us to talk to us about it.
This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
So yes, this week we have two students from East Asian Studies here to talk to us about Taiwan. Our first is Flo.
Hello.
And she is studying Chinese Single Honours, and she spent a year in Taiwan and also time in China. And Alexia as well, who's also studying Chinese with International Relations and has equally spent a year in Taiwan. So hello to you both.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to have you with us. So just a few questions to get to know you a little bit better. And you're probably a bit fed up of being asked these. So if I asked Alexia first, what made you want to learn Chinese in the first place?
I grew up at home speaking English and French, and in high school I did Spanish and Latin, so they're all quite similar languages. And then I came across Chinese, especially written Chinese, and I thought that was really, really different. Because unlike Spanish, for example, when you read Chinese, you can't understand it at all. You can't even read it out loud if you don't know the characters, just because the alphabet is completely different. So I thought that would be a good challenge, and that made me want to study Chinese.
Yeah, and it's certainly a very different sort of language to a lot of the other languages that we know about. So Flo, any other reasons for you?
I originally started studying Chinese to complement studying economics, because I thought this would make me stand out in the business world. China's the new rising power. But then when I got to university, I realised that I really, really loved learning about the history and culture in China and Southeast Asia. So I wanted to spend more time doing that. So I switched to single honours Chinese.
Right. Yeah. And it's great to hear that you've been motivated so much by the culture over there. So, I mean, just to go on and talk to you a little bit about your specific experiences in Taiwan. Alexia, what did you enjoy most about Taiwan?
There were quite a lot of things, I guess, that I enjoyed in Taiwan. From the people in Taiwan, Taiwanese people are, I think, the nicest people we've ever met.
And
the
Definitely.
Most, that's nice.
The most welcoming and warm people. They're so, so helpful. But also, of course, the food. Taiwanese food is just delicious.
Do you not think Chinese is as well?
But they're both amazing, but Taiwanese is definitely something that I love a lot.
Okay. So what would you say are the main differences then between Chinese and Taiwanese?
If you think about how the food in Shanghai is often quite sweet and the food in northern China is often quite salty, in Taiwan it feels like you get more of a range of flavours and spices, and often food is slightly less greasy, especially than it is in, for instance, like Hong Kong and the south. So Taiwan has a whole range, and it also has a huge Buddhist influence. So a lot, there are lots and lots of places for vegetarians to eat, which obviously is good for me because I don't eat meat.
Oh, and it is an interesting feature about China, actually, how each place has its own different cuisine. It's kind of, we think about Chinese food as being one thing, but it's actually very different in all the different places.
Definitely. And
perhaps Taiwan is a good mix of all of them. So, I mean, would you say that there are any particular aspects of life in Taiwan that are very different to the UK?
For me, I think the biggest difference was in the world of dating.
Oh, there really? Were... you experienced that, did you?
Well, I didn't. But my friends who did, and I was lucky enough to live with some really, really lovely Taiwanese girls, and they told me a lot about it. But it seems like there are much stricter rules. For instance, people were talking about first base, second base, and first base is holding hands in Taiwan. Right. And also that the guy has to make the first move. Women can't flirt with Taiwanese guys. It's too aggressive.
Oh, right.
And also there's no catcalling on the street, which I loved.
Okay, so quite specific requirements over there.
Yeah.
Completely different culture, isn't it?
Very much so. Also, in the LGBT communities in both, in Taiwan, they have the largest LGBT pride parade in Southeast Asia, and it's amazing. But in both countries, gay marriage is still illegal. Mm-hmm. And so my LGBT friends in Taiwan said it as if it was a normal thing, that their parents in Taipei, who are fine with how they were, but they couldn't tell their rural grandparents. And if they ever wanted to have children, they would have to marry someone of the opposite gender.
Right.
Whereas in China, it was much more, the LGBT community there, it seemed much more accepting that that's all fine as long as you're doing your duty and having a kid and a wife, which they're very similar in some respects and very, very different from the UK.
And did you notice anything in particular, Alexia, that was very different to the UK?
The people, I don't want to say that English people are not welcoming or anything, but when you go to Taiwan and you see, if you're on the street and just looking for a place, people will definitely stop and try to help you. And even if they don't know where they're going, they will try to get you to the place as well.
People go out of their way to help you. Like, people will just come and help you with your bags, even if they don't know you, or share their umbrella with you on the street corner. It's another world in that respect.
And Taiwan is definitely the safest place I've ever been to. It's actually the second safest place in the world after Japan.
Oh, really?
And you can definitely feel it when you walk around in Taiwan. You just feel so safe. And you can leave, you can forget something in a place and come back a week later and it will still be there.
One of my friends left a MacBook Pro in a cafe, and the cafe took a picture of it and posted it on their Facebook page. And loads of people commented on it saying, I think it was this guy's, or this is what the guy looked like. He had this kind of bag, and managed to track him down and get it back to him.
Actually going to quite some depth to try and help people then.
Yeah, and they just see that as normal.
So helpful and so, so safe. You could walk around anywhere during the night by yourself and it would be absolutely fine. It's quite nice. A bit different
that.
From Leeds.
So that was obviously something that surprised you about life in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. But I know that you've both also had some experience in China. And now we've talked a little bit about the historical links. But would you say there are some big differences between China and Taiwan?
Huge.
Yes. Huge.
We were lucky enough to be in Taiwan at the time of the sunflower protests. And the government reaction to that is hugely different to the government reaction of any protests in mainland China. And also, unfortunately, in 2014, while we were there, there was a knife attack on the Taipei Metro, which left four people dead. Mm. And the government reaction to that, compared to the government reaction in mainland China to the screwdriver assaults on the public transport systems is hugely different. Like the government said, they in Taiwan, they needed an investigation of what would cause a boy to do that. The university said, he is a member of our family. We will look after his family. We'll look after the family of the victims. There were some politicians who said that it was the victim's fault for looking at their smartphones. But most people came together and said, something has gone wrong in our society. We need to fix this. Whereas in mainland China, the pictures of the attacks and mentions of the attacks were taken off social media and banned, and people just don't talk about it at all.
I would say that it's definitely something that you notice in China. The fact that everyone, it kind of feels like every man for himself kind of thing to a certain extent. You hear about situations where, for example, an old man has fallen over on the metro. And if somebody was to help him up, that old man would then go to the police and say, look, it was this person's fault, kind of thing. So, you know, trying to help them actually gets you into trouble sometimes. And that's quite a big problem in mainland China. So obviously very different in Taiwan.
This is a huge difference between mainland China and Taiwan. They love queuing so much to the point of I had to write an essay about particular things about Taiwan, and I was asking my flatmates, like, what do you think I should write? And these Taiwanese girls said, have you talked about how much we all love queuing?
But quite similar to Britain then, in a way.
Worse. There's about 3 Krispy Kremes in Taipei, yeah. And one of them is a cool place to hang out on a Friday night, and people queue for 4 hours, even though they could walk 10 minutes up the road and get a donut there. It's just the thing to do.
It's insane.
Okay, so hanging around in the queuing area is quite a big part of the culture then.
It's very strange.
And that's not in China.
No. It's everybody pushing and desperately trying to get to the front first.
Me and Alexia were at a train station in quite rural China, and I had to be a shield so that she could talk to the woman at the desk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember that. That's true. Yeah, people just don't queue in China. They push and just walk past you.
Yeah, so I remember a few of my experiences in China where I was trying to get off a bus, but equally there was about 6 or 7 people who were all pushing to try and get on it at the same time as I was trying to get off. Yeah. They sort of don't really understand that. It's very much sort of an every man for himself kind of feel about the place. So that's obviously something that's very different to Taiwan. Now it's come to that stage of our show again where we listen to a Chinese song. Now the song that I've chosen this week is a very, very Chinese one. You only have to listen to it for a few seconds to really know that it is Chinese. It's called Deng Ni Deng Le Nama Jiu, and it's by Qi Long and Le Fan. The song title kind of means I've waited for you for so long. So a very, very Chinese song. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, 不管未来的。
That was Deng Ni Deng Le Namajiu by Qilong and Le Fan. If you've just tuned in, a very warm welcome to you to listen into A Glimpse of China with me, your host, Matt. Now, in our studio today, we have two students from East Asian Studies who have been talking about their experience in Taiwan. Now, they are both actually committee members of East Asian Research Society, also known as EARS. So I thought we could take this opportunity to perhaps learn a bit more about what EARS does as a society. So could you give us a run over of what events that you do?
Well, as publicity secretary, I'm on this one. Every Wednesday from 1 till 3, we have afternoon tea on the fourth floor of Michael Sadler building. Sometimes Alexia bakes things, but most of the time we get things free from Love Rouge Bakery, which is really, really awesome. We also have a pub social called Beers with Ears every other Thursday, which Alexia is going to tell you about.
So we go to the Fenton from 8 onwards every two Thursdays. We also have seasonal events. For example, we just had the Halloween party, and we'll also have Christmas party in December if you want to join us. Ears is also really good. If you're looking for a language partner, you can come to afternoon tea for that. And for people studying East Asian languages or East Asian studies, they can come and meet other students from their department and other years, which can be quite helpful, especially for first years if they want any advice about their year abroad.
Cool, right. Well, thank you very much. So for those of you that are interested in East Asia, then that's obviously a very, very good society for you to go and join. So back to the topic of today's show, which is Taiwan. And now we've been talking about Taiwan, saying that it is actually, its official name is actually the Republic of China, which is why we're mentioning it in today in A Glimpse of China. It's also got some quite strong historical ties with China. So Flo and Alexia have both spent a year in Taiwan and time in China as well. So would you say in general, if I open this question to Flo first, would you say that in general Taiwanese people's impressions of the Chinese is not very good? They have a negative impression of the Chinese.
Well, for many people, their main impression of mainland Chinese people are the busloads of tourists who come over. Mm. And so they often see mainland Chinese people as very rude or loud.
Yeah, and we see that there's quite a lot in the news about Chinese people, Chinese tourists being quite loud on the tourists when they're going travelling and things, isn't it? So that spreads to Taiwan as well.
Definitely. The only times I ever got asked for a photo in the day in Taiwan were by mainland Chinese tourists. But I also think that the way that Taiwan views mainland China is often very similar to the way that urban Chinese people view rural Chinese people. For instance, in Taiwan, it is not acceptable to spit on the floor anywhere, really. Maybe once or twice you'd see an old person do that, whereas in even in big developed cities in China, people do that regularly. Yeah. And in Taiwan, children wearing split pants is not acceptable. It's just not a thing. So I was very shocked by that when I moved to Shanghai.
It's something you really notice, isn't it? Yeah.
It definitely is. So children relieving themselves wherever they wished. I was in a taxi in Harbin once, and a taxi driver asked me and my friend what we thought the biggest difference between Taiwan and, in her case, the US was. And she said that children don't do that on the street in the US. Yeah. And he said, why not? Why wouldn't you do that? And he was so shocked and kind of offended that it's not a thing in England, and he thought we were being ridiculous about it. But I think Taiwanese people just think that they think they're better at queuing, which they just are. Yeah. But they also think that they are cleaner and better educated.
Okay, so in that respect, it's perhaps got perhaps more similar to the UK than to China. It's certainly something that you notice in China, the kind of dirtiness of some of the things that go on. And so, I mean, obviously, you've got a very, very positive impression of Taiwan. Both of you have. So if I ask Alexia first, would you say that you prefer Taiwan or would you say that you prefer China?
I find that quite hard to answer, actually, because I spend so much time in Taiwan compared to my time in China. And in China, I've only stayed in big cities. I was a week in Shanghai, a week in Beijing, and 3 weeks in Hangzhou. Mm-hmm. So I've only had 1 week of actual traveling in China, compared to 8 months of living in Taiwan. So it's a bit difficult to judge. I would really want to go back to China and discover the rural areas a bit more.
Yeah.
But I definitely loved Taiwan and think that that was the best choice for me as a place to live for my year abroad.
Yeah, and it is very true that in China, the rural areas are very, very different to the urban areas. So you can't really judge the whole country based on an experience in Shanghai or Beijing or another of the big cities. And what about for you, Flo? Would you say Taiwan or China?
Well, I've had very different experiences in both. And I've said before about how I think Taiwanese people are the friendliest people I've ever met. But I do want to say that in mainland China, in my experience, people tend to kind of ignore you unless you are part of their family or they know you, and then they will go out of their way for you and be so lovely. For instance, Alexia and I were once cycling just around in China and got to a village and asked if there was somewhere we could stay, and this woman and her family looked after us so well, and that was so lovely.
Fantastic.
And that's an experience we didn't have in Taiwan, but in Taiwan I had really, really good friends and a lovely community and just people coming up to you on the street. Like, I got given so many umbrellas because people were telling me off for being out in the rain in Taiwan. And I can't imagine that in Shanghai, which is a city where someone once threw a bag of fish at me.
Oh, blimey.
So I have to say, just day-to-day living is Taiwan always.
Yeah, Taiwan is easier.
It's so much easier.
It is one of the most convenient places to live in the world. It actually has the highest density of convenience stores in the world.
Really?
Which is quite crazy.
Really interesting.
You can be like at the entrance of a 7-Eleven and see at least three other 7-Elevens around.
Crazy. Wow, goodness me. And you mentioned there about the people. I mean, I've found with Chinese people that if you try and be friends with them and you really want to get to know them, then they will be very, very nice. It's just kind of on the surface, I guess. They can seem quite rude, impatient sometimes, I feel. Mm-hmm. Right, well, thank you very much to both of you for being with us, Alexia and Flo. Two students from East Asian Studies who have spent a year in China. So thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you have been listening to A Glimpse of China with me, your host, Matt. And we have had a really interesting discussion about the differences between Taiwan and China based on the experiences of Alexia and Flo. Now, join us next week where we will be discussing the Chinese education system. You may have seen a BBC documentary earlier this year, which kind of brought the idea into question. And we've mentioned it a little bit in the past couple of weeks. Well, we'll be having a discussion about both the Chinese and British education systems and learning methods and discussing which is the most effective. And finally, if you have enjoyed today's show, then don't forget to tweet us at ThisIsLSR stating A Glimpse of China. So that's all we've got time for now. Thanks for listening. Have a good week.